Hello and welcome back to my podcast. You are listening to Lynette and this is Living with Dissociative Identity Disorder. Today's topic is going to be about letting go of a problematic ex. So about 7 years ago, I met this guy and everything was well. For about 6 months, 7 months, everything was good, going well. We were having wonderful sex. The chemistry was amazing. We went out to dinner and movies and everything that we did, it was like amazing. And then out of the blue, one day, he decided that he wasn't going to return my messages, and phone calls was non-existing. And I confronted him about it and he ignored me. So I figured I could take a hint. You know, I wanted to know what happened, of course, but he didn't want to tell me. So I figured I'll just cut my losses. And so that's what I did. And then a month later, out of the blue, he sent me an email. And he's like, "Hey, how are you doing?" As if nothing happened. And of course, my sassiness took over. And I was like, "Who is this?" So, long story short, I ended up taking him back and ended up having to let him go again. And this kept happening over and over again. It was like 3 times that I took him back and let him go. And just recently, after maybe a year of him and I not even communicating, I get an email. And yes, it is him once again. And he is doing the same thing again. And he thinks that I don't know that he's going to do the same thing. So I let Aya take over. Aya, she's my protector and she is an altar. And she does things that I can only wish or hope to do. So I let her take over in responding. And she pretty much did a whole lot better than I thought she would have. And she kept it civil. And so right now we are communicating, but we are not dating. I'm not falling for that again. And I feel like I have all this experience with him that I should know better. And so when you know better, you do better. So I figured I'm not mad at him anymore. That was a year ago. The last time was a year ago. To be mad at him for something that I allowed to happen is just ridiculous. And I figured, why? So I'm texting, but I'm not getting my hopes up. And I really don't even think I want him. So, letting go of a problematic ex could be beneficial to you and your alters. And it has been proven that it's the best thing for me and my alters. And I couldn't be happier. So, I will update you guys about this little life experience in the future, so stay tuned for that. If you like this podcast and you would like to hear more, please let me know. I don't want to be pushing out things that you're not interested in. So, until next time, I hope you have a wonderful day. The lights and things are going out here because it is raining and stormy. So, I'm going to go ahead and end this here. I'll talk to you later. Have a great evening.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.